My name is Logan. I'm 13 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Nicole, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Hilliard, Ohio. Tell me what your relationship was with Shane and why you want to talk about him or her.
Shane was my brother, my big brother, and it's nice to talk about him because it helps his memory stay alive.
Describe what Shane looked like, his favorite piece of clothing, how he sounded when he talked, and any other distinctive characteristics you can recall.
He had short, spiky hair. He kind of had it go up in the front in like a V. That was his distinctive look. And he liked to wear athletic clothing most of the time. And for some reason, when he talked, he had kind of a southern drawl when he talked on some words, which was funny because we didn't live in the South. We lived in Northwest Ohio growing up, so it was kind of funny when he would talk like that. And when he laughed, he made this funny sound when he laughed, so I always remember that too. Would make me smile when he would giggle like that.
Share some favorite stories or memories of your time with Shane.
I remember just playing at our house. We lived out in the country. He would do blanket rides. So he'd pull me on a blanket all throughout our house, which is always super fun for me. We'd also play a game we called Tornado, where we just threw blankets around at each other and kind of rolled around in blankets. It was silly, but it was fun. We also had sock fights, sock battles in his bedroom, which was fun. And one of our other favorite memories is we made a huge snowman. It was taller than my dad. We actually had to roll up the middle part of the ball on a wood plank. The big ball was so big on the base, so that was a fun winter.
Tell me about some of Shane's greatest accomplishments in life.
He was a big wrestler, so I know he won a lot of wrestling meets and tournaments, so he was always very proud to do that. And also he got into the Air Force ROTC. He wanted to actually go be in the Air Force Academy, but his allergies and his, I think, some vision issues kept him from doing that. But he was very proud that he got into the Air Force ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps.
What are some things you and Shane disagreed about or fought over?
Really, it was just during our time of growing up, since he died when he was 18. So they were really just sibling kind of arguments and fights over silly things. The first thing that comes to mind is fighting over the meatballs and the SpaghettiOs, actually. But for the most part, we got along. But of course, there was always those sibling disagreements and fights over silly things like meatballs.
Is there something Shane did or a story he told that always made you laugh or smile?
Really, anytime he gave me one of those blanket rides that I mentioned earlier, that always made me smile. I love those. Or also when he tickled me, which I didn't always like, but definitely couldn't help but laugh.
How do you think Shane would want to be remembered?
Just as a nice guy who is a good friend and fun to be around and easygoing.
What do you miss most about Shane?
I just miss talking with him.
If you could talk to Shane again, is there something you would like to say to him?
I'd just like to tell him how much I've missed him and tell him about my family that he never got to meet, like my husband and my son, who reminds me so much of him, and my daughter.
How is your life different now than before the loss of Shane?
I have a hole in my heart. And I'm not the same person I was.